This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
A presentation at Gerritsen Building Supply. Let's get an update on the Roseburg Public Library. Director Chris Wiley is on. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kyle.
So let's talk about the library. Another shift as we work our way through the pandemic. For folks who didn't hear earlier, give us kind of an update on what you're doing right now.
Right. Well, with the drastic increase in cases, we made the decision that we would temporarily close the building, and so that happened this week. And we've shifted to a different kind of curbside service, hoping that that provides more opportunities for folks to get the materials that they need.
So talk about what is being offered with this new type of service.
Well, now we're open to curbside service on Tuesdays from noon to 6 p.m., Thursdays from noon to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. What we've done is created more of a true curbside service, so folks are asked to pull into a parking space that's designated, and there's a phone number to call. Calls our front desk, and we gather the materials and bring them out. We ask people to have those books placed on hold at least a couple of hours before they come in. What happened on Tuesday, fantastic, but we had two or three people who came right at once, and we have a small staff, so it gets a little hectic. We just ask people to be super patient, and it really is helpful to get those holds placed at least a couple of hours before you drive up to pick up those items.
So when they do that, basically, does that mean anything in the library that they would normally check out, they can put on hold?
Absolutely. Our library catalog is linked on our website, which is roseburgpubliclibrary.org. They can log into their account with their library card number. Their default password is their phone number, including their area code. We are so happy to help them work through that process or grab books for them. If anybody can give us a call at 541-492-7050 or email us at library@cityofroseburg.org.
Now, this shift obviously comes in the midst of a lot of other things that have been going on lately with some improvements and kind of a new look inside.
It's just come together so nicely. The furniture is beautiful and it really pops. The mural kind of sets the whole thing off. We continue to look at the Ford room. It has a ceiling-mounted projector now and a sound system, but we're looking at improving that even more so we can have sort of a hybrid programming model where we can have an in-person audience and we can stream it to a Facebook Live audience, as well as have a Zoom component. So that's the process we're working with right now to upgrade it another step.
Now, prior to some of these changes, pre-COVID, when you did one of these events, would it be done from the Ford room or was it done elsewhere in the library?
It depended on the size of the audience we expected. We did have a few in the Ford room. That holds, pre-COVID, about 100 people. We have two other meeting rooms, and we often use the Deer Creek room, which has a capacity of 80 people. I really like the Deer Creek room because folks have to come through the library to that room, and then they can see all of the improvements that have been made, say hello to staff, kind of get familiar with the space.
And of course, with all the new technology, though, it makes sense to kind of have it one place where you can and do all of those things versus trying to move it around, etc.
Absolutely. Part of this is that cameras would be stable. Now, we are asking them, these vendors, to give us a camera that may be mobile to give us some flexibility in what we might be able to film around the library.
Neat. Well, about a lot of things going on with this right now. I mean, this has been quite the process. And I'm sure as you deal with other libraries around the state, they're going through a lot of these same shifts as well.
A lot of conversations happening about how to provide library services. What I'm especially happy about with Roseburg Public Libraries, we shifted our programming to Zoom, and that has Facebook Live, and that has just gone fantastic. Programs for adults have seen an uptick in the number of people watching those. And so that's why this hybrid programming model just makes sense for the future. Now, children's programming is on Facebook Live right now. We look forward to the time when we can have kiddos and families in person. That's going to switch back.
Well, and obviously there are a lot of cool things in the library visually for the kids to look at, visual stimulation, and some neat things in the children's room as well, activities, things that they can do if they're in person, but obviously can't be done right now online.
And that's true. So we still have our grab-and-go craft kits. They're every other week right now. And we will post that schedule on our Facebook page. It is on our website as well. Again, that's rosebergpubliclibrary.org, and click on events. Those grab-and-go craft kits are available. And so when you pull up for drive service on Tuesdays, you can ask for those craft kits. And that really helps maintain that connection, because we were doing in-person crafts and activities up until the pandemic. This shift was, again, unfortunate, but we still are providing many of the services we were providing before. We will still print things for you. That's often a request for folks. People can email us at library@cityofroseburg.org and get things printed. We're still issuing library cards by email. And again, you can look on our website for the instructions. We still have access 24/7 to ebooks. That's what's never, ever changed. And we're checking out about 2,000 ebooks and e-audiobooks every month.
Wow. So again, give folks the hours that they can do the new curbside pickup.
Curbside is Tuesdays and Thursdays from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
All right, Chris Wiley, an update there on the Roseburg Public Library. Chris, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:38, Morning Conversation, a presentation at Garrett's Building Supply.